Next up on All Things Considered, some of your letters. Anne Thistle of Tallahassee, Florida, wrote in to correct Vogue editor Jeffrey Steingarten, who spoke with us last week. Mr. Steingarten asserted that cheese contains no lactose and said that anyone who claims he cannot eat cheese because he's lactose intolerant is, quote, a lactose crybaby. Well, Ms. Thistle points out that aged cheese contains virtually no lactose. The microorganisms in the cheese use up the lactose during the aging process. Younger cheese, though, and cheese aged artificially, including most mass-produced cheeses available in American supermarkets, do contain lactose. Another scientific point was corrected by another Florida listener, Dr. Bruce Shepherd, who was listening to our piece on doctors who see patients in groups. He noted that our reporter misspoke when he used the phrase, listening to a sonogram. Dr. Shepherd explains that despite its name, you do not normally listen to a sonogram, you look at it. And he writes, the background audio in the story, an audible fetal heart, came from a handheld device emitting sound waves called a doptone. There is no picture with this device, which is used in almost every visit that a pregnant patient makes to her obstetrician. And Gene Kent of Vancouver, Washington, was listening to our interview with historian Ross Baker about congressional politics. Professor Baker quoted Benjamin Franklin, who believed that Congress should be a portrait in miniature of the American people. The professor asserted that the current Congress is a portrait of the country in that the American people are very, very clearly divided. The 2000 election demonstrated that. But Ms. Kent objected. She writes, he was, of course, talking politically. He sure as heck was not talking proportional demographics. How could all these rich white men represent 51% women, all the minority races, 40 million uninsured, and the bazillion Americans unable to get jobs of any kind, much less jobs with decent pay and reasonable benefits? If you'd like an opportunity to set the record straight, just email us at watc@npr.org. Be sure to tell us where you live, give us your phone number, and tell us how to pronounce your name.